It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertrand sitting in for Steve on the program. A birthday for Eric Clapton today. 78 years old. Been around for a long time. Member of Cream, the Yardbirds, Derek and the Dominoes, Blind Faith, and a lengthy solo career. I am of the opinion that Eric Clapton's solo career is not worth the whole lot. But his early work has some gems. And that one there from Derek and the Dominoes and Layla and other assorted love songs might be the greatest moment in Eric Clapton's career. Bell Bottom Blues. Duane Allman came on to play some parts on that album, Layla, and people generally ascribe some of the genius in the guitar playing to Duane Allman, who was fantastic. But Bell Bottom Blues was done even before Duane Allman got on the scene to record that album. And that's all Clapton. That's a fantastic song. Eric Clapton, 78 years old today. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks so much for joining us. Paul Bradley is on the line, COO, co-founder of Hedge. You can find more at gethedge.io. Paul, thanks so much for joining us here on the program.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Tell people a little bit about what Hedge is and what it does.
And very quickly, happy birthday to Eric Clapton. That's exciting. GetHedge is essentially a bank account you can open. It's a U.S. bank account that's free to open to our service that's in your name that allows you to direct deposit small amounts of your paycheck into your own bank account and then be able to automatically convert that to a cryptocurrency like Bitcoin or Ethereum. So we are an on-ramp that comes from your paycheck.
All right. And the banking world, the crypto industry, there's always news and happenings. Something that is I saw last week or over the course of the last week is this existence of Operation Choke Point 2.0. And I'm not necessarily up on some of the financial information in the markets. What is Operation Choke Point 2.0? There's some rumors. What Mick Mulvaney spoke a little bit about the rumors of his existence. What is it? How would it be affecting banking in the markets?
Well, it's called Operation Choke Point 2.0 because 1.0, the first time this was done, I was in a fintech position, and very quickly, fintech, for your listeners, is not. It's a part of banking, it's a part of payments, but it's the technology that helps to make these payments faster and easier. Banks are not great with technology. It's a great marriage, but anytime you have someone other than a bank in that transaction, it's someone other than a bank. And there is a power flow that goes with that. So originally, one of my first fintech companies is now in a BlackRock portfolio, done very well, and it controls the import and export pieces of maritime shipping and air. But it took me a while to get that going, and I didn't understand why. My banks wouldn't help me. I couldn't find a bank. And eventually, I lost a lot of control of that company, and I was younger, and I didn't quite understand what had happened. Fast forward to the Biden administration, 2021, GetHedge, very successful business, great customers, great protection for customers. We feel we're doing it correctly, not sizzle. We're following all the regulations. We have all U.S. banks, and we did it by the book. And around January, I started feeling it in December. But in January, I started having choke points in my flows. My banks weren't returning my phone calls. There were issues starting to perk up because of the banking. Earlier in the latter part of the year, last year, we heard Gary Gensler, who's the chairman of the SEC, and Janet Yellen start talking about stable coins. Stable coins are a kind of cryptocurrency, but they're pegged to the dollar. So essentially, the banks disengaged with all of crypto. And eventually, my bank, who is a large crypto bank that is under a lot of scrutiny, still is very healthy, does a lot of MasterCard and Visa payments, and is a sponsor bank, great business, publicly traded. eventually told me they don't take any more crypto accounts. The government and the regulators have basically said any new accounts will need a letter of authorization from the government. Now, I don't know who that is, but I don't think they're writing those letters right now. And there's a $25 million minimum just to get a bank account in this crypto, in a crypto sphere. So that was rule. That was the first piece that was very alarming. Why are our rules changing so quickly? And all of this, she said, government regulators had told them. So another instance, we had a very large bank who was sponsoring our MasterCard for us. The president of the bank and my customer shared the same lawyer. I mean, this is a small circle of people we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's great. They don't return our phone calls. Everything just went blank. And as we try to figure out what's happening, that's when Silvergate, which was the first bank to fail, begins to collapse. It's not in the news. It's just they're going in there and dismantling it. The last, and then SVB happened, and mm-hmm. then everyone's eyes woke up. The next bank was Signature. There was Signature and Republic in there. Signature actually was a very healthy New York-based bank. And the majority, or a good chunk of that, was cryptocurrency transactions. But to get into Signature, you had to have a really stable business. They just didn't take your money. You had to get vetted. It was a legitimate operation. The government sold the bank out from underneath them and would not allow. And this is out there, and there's an investigation happening. But cut the crypto business out of it. Would not allow anyone to buy it or utilize it. They just shut it down. So Operation Choke Point 2.0 is Biden is out there doing what, you know, oh, Biden does. And that is exactly what Big Daddy taught him to do. You can tell him a little better. This hurts my family. And essentially, they went out like a mafia boss and began closing down businesses, but didn't have the courtesy to tell us.
Huh.
You know, at least in China, when they shut down the crypto piece or got it under control, they announced it. They gave people time to pivot and then react.
Mm-hmm.
No announcements, no authorization, just back door, busting in your door, knocking all your barrels down and leaving in the night. It's not what I thought my government did.
Paul Bradley, we are just out of time in this segment. COO, co-founder of Hedge, gethedge.io. We will keep an eye on this and look for more on Operation Choke Point 2.0. Paul, thanks so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on this Thursday across the state on the Steve Gruber Show.
Happening right now. Today, more than ever, the world needs safe, secure, sustainable, and affordable sources of energy. That's why Enbridge is advancing new technologies to reduce emissions, like carbon capture and hydrogen power. By putting in the work today, we're bridging to a cleaner energy future. Tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
Will I always be working weekends just to stay out of debt?
Is a great college for our kids
out of the question?
Is the American dream
out of our reach?
Not if we can help it. We're the National Endowment for Financial Education, a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping people just like you get smart about their money. Log on to smartaboutmoney.org today and start taking control of your financial life. Help is closer than you think.